Yvette Stalens recording Barry Selwood at Halsey Manor on the 6th of June 2015. Barry, tell me when and where you were born.
I was born on the 15th of January 1943 in Kingston Hospital in Greater London.
And what about your family? What did your parents do?
Well, my father was a shoe machinist, a shoe repairer, and my mother was a hairdresser, so it was quite lowly occupations.
And what about your career?
I wanted to be an architect, but I wasn't allowed to stay at school long enough to get A-levels, so I became a building surveyor, as I could do that with just O-levels. And I became a chartered building surveyor in 1967.
Mm. And what about your involvement in folk music? How did that all start, or folk dance? How did that start?
Oh, that started at school, primary school, because it was then something that happened. There were lots of teachers who were keen on folk dancing, and that was developed out of school by my mother, and who wished to have Saturday mornings free. So she sent myself and my sister to a dance class in a local church hall because I was afraid of the big boys at the cinema, and I didn't like the dark either. So we went there and we learnt Scottish and English dancing. My parents were old-time dancers, and we used to get taken to their dances on a Saturday, and I remember reeling around on the floor, being very tired at the end of the day, and I've obviously seen children doing that during my life, so I've had quite a long experience of dancing.
And where did they start? When did they, and where did they start their dancing?
When did they stop?
Start their dancing. Where were they?
I don't know. I never found out.
Never found that out. Was it a family thing?
Yes, because my mother's sister used to go dancing with them to another local church hall. And I do remember my mother being very uptight about her sister and stopped talking to her because sister went to dances with another man and her husband was at home looking after the children. And I don't think they went straight home after the dances that we'd been to on the Saturday night. And my mother was very disparaging of that.
And what about your involvement with Halsey? Let's talk about that.
Well, I was one of the first people to experience Halsey as a folk dancer, because I was here with one of the experimental weekends that happened before the Manor Society took over. The circumstances of that were I was friendly with a girl called Barbara Guildford, whose parents were folk dance enthusiasts and ran a band and did calling. And the family were going on a folk dance holiday organised by Bill Rutter. It was called Euro Trips. And they were going to a practice down in Somerset. They had two or three practices before they went on the coach trip, where there were about 54 people. They hired a coach, or Bill Rutter hired the coach, and they went to Poland and Czechoslovakia. And it was when they were going to Poland, to Zakopane, that they had the trial weekend here. And on the holiday to Czechoslovakia, which I think was the first one, there may have been other countries before that, but Donald and Marjorie Hunt were folk dancers, and they were talking about their employment, which was with Francis Gare Wilkinson, They were acting as butler and cook, I suppose, housekeepers to this puppeteer who ran a center for puppeteers and arts in general. And as I remember it, she wanted to retire from that because she just got married. And they were wondering about their job. And also Francis wanted to have the manor go to some other arts-related organisation. So it was Bill Rutter who saw an opportunity, and together with other people who were on the trip, which included, I think, Leonard Luckrell and Jeff Fry and Gay Gaylor. And on the next trip to Poland, they had the foresight to organise weekends here for the practices. So I came down. I wasn't going to Poland, but I was brought down as a friend of one of the participants. And I can remember that it was a very awkward, well, wasn't very hospitable, because I think we all brought our, well, a lot of us brought our own beds. I think there were about 14 beds here at the time. And the cooking arrangements were organised by Donald and Marjorie. So we were well fed, but the bedding situation was that we had to camp ourselves.
How many people were involved in that?
Well, there would have been the 54 people or so who filled the coach who went to, plus one or two hangers-on, like I was there as a hanger-on.
So what can you remember about that particular event?
I remember how fascinating it was. I've always been interested in old buildings, so to stay in a building like this was quite magical. And I also remember coming down later with another buildings enthusiast called Brian Bubbers, who was a quantity surveyor a few years older than me. But we came down for several weekends, and it was good to be in at the first setting up of the organisation, because it was so nice that... I also came down for the holiday that went on the following year, which was to Hungary. So we had another batch of rehearsals, but the Manor Society, I think, was functioning then.
So tell me about the Manor Society and your involvement and how that all worked.
Well, I lived in London, so I couldn't really be involved, though I did come down with Brian Bubbers for several maintenance weekends. And eventually I moved to Devon, and that was a lot closer, so I then became more interested in the committee work. And on the building side, I didn't do very much in the way of organising the events that happened here. But I got to know all the building, and I've been everywhere. Up on the roofs into the basement, and there were lots of teething problems which I helped solve.
Can you remember anything particular that was stands out?
There was a great problem with where did the drainage go, and there was a septic tank in the water garden, remote from the actual holding of the manor, across the field, and I think that also took some drainage from the other places in the hamlet. But we had to organise it so that the water flowed properly through the clinker beds, and we used to shift the asbestos sheets around and clean the holes out. But one of the peculiar things was we never saw a piece of toilet paper. So we weren't quite sure where the effluent went, or whether there was a septic tank on the way, and how it got filled or emptied.
Gosh.
We know how it got filled. Another thing we did was stop the great flow of water, because water came out of the bank behind the manor and into channels and into the foul drain across the back of the manor. And we felt that that was diluting the water too much in the tanks. So we contrived a scheme of separate drainage for the surface water. Another thing that happened was that there were problems with the water supply on some occasions when it was a dry summer. And we were charged with keeping the water supply going for the other members of the hamlet. And the minutes would tell us if they're still available. The reasoning behind that development, but we certainly had to augment the supply. And I do remember that there was a feature of the water that it turned the outlets of the wash basins copper sulfate blue. Another problem we had to face was the lack of integral bathrooms in en suites. So we spent lots of time organising extra bathing facilities. And I do remember one grand bathroom. I'm not sure if it's still here. I doubt it. It was all black and white tiling and very 1920s style. And it had an enormous bath and various outlet control and tap arrangements that were very very ancient, and it was fascinating to use that bath. In fact, it was so big it was uncomfortable to use, because you found yourself swimming in it. It must have been 6 foot 6 long. Yes, it was an enormous bath.
Goodness. So you've got some notes here that you wanted to share with me. What sort of things were had you written down?
Yes, I proposed here, and
who did you meet here?
There's Barbara Tiso, who I met over several of the weekends, and we met, I proposed in May, and we got married in August. So we continued to come here and work in the holidays until we moved to Nottingham when I got a new job there.
You worked as volunteers doing...
I remember many happy hours in the gardens, repointing walls, and dealing with the gutters, getting leaves out of the gutters, and doing various jobs. And in fact, on one occasion, I can remember that Bill Rutter wanted a folk cellar, so we were going to convert the cellar here.
What's the folk cellar?
Well, it was where singers would be inclined to sing well. It was something that had happened in London, where several cafes had opened their cellars for singers, and he wanted it here. And I remember an episode of one weekend when we were knocking the insulation off the heating pipes in the basement. And looking back on it, it was a very dangerous thing to do, because it was asbestos, And I'm still here, so I haven't suffered from asbestosis so far. But I do have a croaky voice, which has been around for 3 years, getting worse. So I'm not quite sure how much of this interview will be coming through. Would you like to play it back
it's
to me?
Fine. And, it's fine. The levels are very good, actually.
Yes, but is it clear? That's the main thing.
I think it is.
Oh. So we had about two folk singing evenings there, but it didn't catch on. For one thing, it was a bit cold and clammy. It was the room which was first down the stairs. There were three or four rooms in the basement. Most of them were used, well, two were used for storage. One was for kitchen goods, and there was also the boiler room. So I think the boiler room might have been one disadvantage, because the boiler was very noisy. Yes, it was a big old cast iron thing. It'd be interesting to find out if it's still there or whether it's been renewed. Yes, so we found that singing in the room, which is now the bar, was the best place to sing. So singing was transferred up there. I can also remember that the decoration of the long room was a great problem, because we couldn't agree on how it ought to be redecorated, and there were various colour schemes. And I remember getting samples from the Dulux Colour Service, because people wanted wallpaper in some of the sections. And I do remember that it used to be pink. But I wasn't too much in favour of that.
It must be difficult, though, when you're trying to organise this by almost like committee. And what was your particular role on the committee?
Well, I suppose I was chairman of the building committee. I never got too involved with the artistic side. So that I was using my knowledge as a building surveyor to help the manor solve a lot of the structural problems.
Now, you've mentioned the water and you've mentioned the sewage and you've mentioned a bit of pointing. What about other structural issues you had to resolve?
We had great problems in meeting the requirements of the fire officer. We had to put panels on the backs of doors so that the corridors were protected if ever there was a fire starting in a room. So that you'll find that there are a lot of doors plain on one side and panelled on the other. We are speaking now in the office, which used to, well, it used to be the office.
This is room 11.
Yes, with the small turret room that is off it. And I remember that various people used to sleep in there. But this was a general meeting room and office at one time. Another problem was trying to fit en suites into the very large rooms over the long room, one that's got the vaulted ceiling. Does have some steps down into it, I recall. And if one stood in the middle of the room, there was some peculiar aspect to the acoustics. I think those rooms have now been provided with en suites, but at that time we couldn't, because the rules of English Heritage were that we had to leave those rooms as they were. But the rules, I think, have changed so that as long as the original structure can be retrieved, then they allowed subsequent subdivisions, so that there may be ensuite bathrooms in the corners. But if you look carefully, you'll see that the new structure has been arranged so that the original panelling is still there. That's a bit long-winded, but it's information that historians may be interested in.
Quite.
I do remember Sunday evenings when we participated in a working party. Those that lived locally, and Devon wasn't too far away, so it was only 50 miles to Exmouth where our house was. We used to have very nice meals prepared by the Hunts as a consolation prize for after everybody else had gone.
Tell me about Marjorie and Donald.
Oh, they were lovely Quakers. Not that I knew very much about Quakerism then, but since I moved to Bourneville, and having moved into a Quaker sheltered accommodation, I now know more about Quakers. I never knew them going to a meeting, but they may have had meetings on weeknights, as happens to some Quaker meeting houses, because not all Quakers can go to meetings on a Sunday. But they were lovely, gentle people. They had been farmers, but they didn't make farming very profitable. So they gave up that and became housekeepers to Francis Gare Wilkinson. Yes, they were very gentle people.
Did they participate in the folk music?
Oh, yes, but I can't remember quite what they did.
What about you? Were you a dancer or a singer?
I was a dancer because I'd continued dancing until I left primary school, and then I took it up again because I have never been able to overcome the difficulty of steps of modern dancing, that I tried ballroom and the foxtrot and things. So I've always enjoyed barn dancing.
Mm. And did you try other sorts of dancing, Scottish or contra, or what sort of dancing?
I did some Scottish dancing. I used to do Irish dancing at was it St Anne's or St Vincent's Church Hall, close to Camden Town and Cecil Sharp House. I used to go to Cecil Sharp House two or three times a week when I lived in London. I worked in London, in the city, but lived at Kingston. I continued to live at Kingston until I moved to Devon.
So you were able to come to Halsey more regularly then?
Yes.
And how often do you think you would be coming here? Is it monthly?
Monthly, I would think, yes.
And that was in the capacity of committee meetings, yes. And work parties?
Yes,
yeah.
And participating in the weekends as well.
Yeah. Which weekends would you come for particularly?
Ooh, I can't remember. Yes, it was just good fun. Yes,
dancing weekends,
and
house parties.
There would have been lots of other folk clubs, dancing clubs coming. And I also remember that midweek the manor was hired out to other organisations. Somerset County Council ran lots of conferences here. I think the John Lewis Partnership had weekends, no, midweeks here. So that that was used to bolster the income. And I'm not quite sure of the current arrangements, but I'd have thought that we could have reduced the folk participation or had doubled up weekends more so that the midweek was free for business use.
Tell me about...
I stopped coming to Halsey after about 10 years because it was too far to travel from Nottingham.
Yeah.
And also I had family commitments.
So this would be in the mid-70s?
Yes, in the 80s.
80s, yeah.
And in fact, I didn't come again until only about 2 years ago.
Oh.
When I came to the 70th birthday party, I think it must have been, of a friend, Roger Conway, who I learned met in Exeter when I shared a house with him. He was I'm not sure whether I introduced him to folk then, but anyway, he became interested in folk, and a Morris dancer and a musician. He went on to a job in Taunton, he became interested in the manor and took over responsibilities for the building. He also became organiser for folk camps or custodian of the equipment. Yes.
We've also interviewed Roger, actually.
Have you?
His project has been great. Yes, it's nice you should reference him. Yeah. I'm always interested in any near disasters at the manor. We had a chimney fire not so long ago, and I'm just wondering if you experienced any of that during your time with the building work.
There was a roof leak on the steps up to the rooms over, well, between the old part and the Victorian part. And there was a, I think it was there, there was a ceiling collapse because rainwater poured in.
Was anyone in?
Yes, I can't remember the exact circumstances, but we've also had rising damp alongside the library because the tarmac had been brought up too high against the building. And I can't remember the exact circumstances of how we combated it, though I do remember some time digging out the ground and the tarmac. And there was always the problem of damp because there wasn't sufficient heating at that end of the building.
How did you resolve the heating here?
Well, I think that a lot of night storage heaters have been put in to augment the circulation of water.
Yeah. Barry, you mentioned Shirley Collins. Tell me more.
Yes, Bill Rutter persuaded me that we ought to have a concert here. Well, there were several concerts with folk artists, but he wanted Shirley Collins, and he gave me the task, and I wasn't very well up in the arts arranging side, so it was a great worry to me that we couldn't cover her fee and expenses. That I'm not sure whether it was the first of that sort of concert or not, but we had a very nice concert, and she was very gracious, and I'm not quite sure whether it was a success, but I'm sure all this is minuted, because I remember having resigned from the committee because of the distance. I had to come down on one occasion and brought copious folders of notes and drawings of the manor. So I expect it was all in there.
Right. And were there any other artists that you particularly remember from those early days who came?
Well, there were the Yetis, of course.
Tell me more.
And I remember going out one day in one of the weekends to see them at Willand, I think it was. And I remember there was a great crowd at a situation overlooking the railway, and the trains were going past, and the crews were leaning out of the windows and waving at us. That has stuck in my memory. Could it have been Willand? I know that we went to Willand for some dances, because when we came here...
Willerton, maybe you were thinking...
No, Willand.
Oh, Willand, sorry.
Yes, of course, there were dances every month at Willand. Some weekends we were here as a working party and there weren't dances here. So I remember on one occasion I was down here with Brian Bubbers and he wanted to go to a dance. So the nearest one we could find was Bournemouth. So we haired across to Bournemouth in his... Mini, and back again that night. It's a reckless thing to do, going so far. I do remember coming to spend a Christmas here, I met up with Brian Bubbers, and he said, "I don't really feel like going. I feel awful. I can't drive." We brought Brian Bubbers' mother down to spend Christmas here. Of course, I think she was a widow. I do remember going to Palmer's Green to their house on one occasion, but when he arrived to where we'd agreed to meet, he said, "Oh, I feel awful. I'm going to go down with a cold, and I'd only passed my driving test about 3 months beforehand." And we came down in awful weather. So not only was I a novice driver, I was driving a car which I had not driven before, and the weather was awful. It was a stormy night. Perhaps people will remember which year that was.
So what was Christmas like here? What sort of things?
Well, it was idyllic. We went down to the pub in Crocombe, and there was a singing session there, and of course with Donald and Marjorie being the hosts, they had things well organised. So it was a really splendid time, and I remember singing carols in the hall and the big fire in the fireplace. Mm. And of course there was Bill Rutter here as well to jolly things along.
Tell me about Bill. What do you remember about Bill?
Oh, he was a marvellous organiser, and he used to use green ink. So one could always see where he'd made an entry on anything, and so that was his mark. I don't know if anybody else has mentioned that he's green. Oh, yes. And he had an office in Exeter in Barnfield Crescent in the basement there. One of the buildings, and I remember I was working in Exeter, and I used to go and see him some lunch hours, and I was asked various things. And I remember Frieda, who was a secretary there, I think, who also was the finance officer of the manor. And so I used to come up here very occasionally with her because she had to come up. It was very awkward, I think, using office facilities in Exeter and financial services, which was remote from the manor. But the Hunts weren't terribly keen on the finances, I don't think. They liked organising things, and they arranged the house beautifully with flower decorations and other refinements like that. And of course they were so welcoming. But Bill was a whirlwind organising various things. So there was the Euro trips and folk camps. And I went on several folk camps.
Do you remember any of the ones locally, like Porlock or...?
No, I went to one in Northumberland, which I can remember. Of course, it's the only time I've been to Northumberland. It's a wonderful county. And there, I remember we had a very hot summer, and I did some of the cooking, and I was aghast that they kept the pot of soup for all the used vegetables. So there was always vegetable soup available, and I thought it would go off, but it was down to a tea, and Bill had organised it properly so that it always got heated up and well boiled each night before we ate it.
Now tell me about some of the characters you mentioned.
Yes, what was the other thing that Bill organised? Oh no, it's gone. Yes. Sorry about that.
No. Some of the other characters we talked about earlier, like Len Luckwell, Gay Gaylor. Tell me about these people.
Yes. Gay Gaylor. Oh, I just remembered. He was clerk to the court in Yeovil, I think it was. He was the magistrate's clerk.